Trump ain't a bad individual. It all depends on what he can get out of it. You know, he's a businessman, you know, and if there's a lot of his good old boys think that they can make a buck, he's going to make it happen. Because you remember his last views. There's no climate problem.
He does, in his own way, right, have this level of, it's weird, it's like unintelligent charisma.
Has the recent election sparked your interest in politics? Hi, my name is Alamide, and welcome to this special election segment I like to call We the People of my recently released podcast, Tea on the Hill. I'm here at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts, to ask some hard questions. With an acceptance rate of 7% and average tuition of $65,000, it's time to ask students, faculty, and we might even catch the president of Northeastern. Let me see what I can do. Some hard questions about the presidential 2024 election. Will it be Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Donald Trump? Let's get the tea on the hill.
Between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, who are you most likely to vote for?
Kamala.
Because why?
Well, she cares about women's rights, and Donald Trump, he wants abortion to be banned and all that, and I'm not for that.
I don't even follow Nigerian elections. You want me to follow U.S. elections?
Okay, so you don't know anything that's happening?
Yeah, I don't know anything.
I might not vote. I think a lot of students will. Mm-hmm. I think majority of students are looking to change and move. I don't know. I'm just focused on other things.
Do you think America's ready for the first Black Asian woman?
They've been ready.
In 2024, do you think we're ready?
We're behind. It's about time.
So, if you are looking for a good economy, you go for something like a Donald Trump. If you are looking for someone with a little bit of human side, I don't know Kamala, but maybe you go for Kamala.
And if you were registered to vote in America, who would you vote for?
I would vote for President Trump.
And why? Tell the camera. What would you say to Trump right now that you believe could help him win this election?
President Trump, you are the man. I saw you took that bullet, man. That was crazy. I mean, I wish I was built like you, but unfortunately, you know, I like you. I like you as a man, but I hope you do nice things, you know. Maybe give me a green card.
So do you think the candidates care about Gen Z?
They act like they do.
In what sense?
In the sense that they try to appeal to Gen Z in the way that they market themselves. Like, you see them on TikTok, doing TikToks and things like that, thinking that Gen Z will be like, I saw them do a TikTok, now I gotta vote for them. But it's like, I don't think they realize how aware we are of the world and how tapped into policy we actually can be, and that we do pay attention to the things that they're doing on Capitol Hill, and we want to make sure that when they get into office, that they do the things that they said they were going to do during campaign season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they think we're stupid.
Mm. And her, especially with her campaigning, it's clear that she's trying to reach out to a sort of younger audience, which I appreciate. I can't really say the same for President or Donald Trump.
Yeah, I agree. I actually think the way that she's done her campaigning has been very tailored to Gen Z. Mm. And I feel like that's a way to be successful because it's a new wave.
I feel like the candidates seem out of touch with what voters actually want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's kind of crazy in that sense because there's a lot of people who don't like either candidate and are just kind of like, well, what do I do then?
And what's one word you use to describe each of them?
I guess, this is really hard. I feel like for one of them, I have nothing to say, and for the other one, I have nothing nice to say.
Can you specify? Specify for us.
I would say Trump, he's pretty cocky, and I'd say Kamala, she's looking for change. She's an activist.
And just to end it off, could you look at the camera and say one thing to whoever you're deciding to vote for? Yeah, talk to her.
Girl, step up, that's all. We're counting on you. There actually needs to be some change. We can't keep going like this. Stand up.
I would say one thing I want to see from her, if she was to be president, I would like for her to keep to her word, you know, actually enact the things that she says she's going to do.
I guess thank you. It feels inspiring to see another person of color who cares about people, who cares about government functioning in the way it should function for people, be in this position to, you know, possibly be president of the United States. And we want, at least I want, people in government and politicians to be in it for people and for doing good things for people. And she feels like that kind of person. So thank you, and I hope you win.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of Tune the Hill. Catch the next episode coming soon.